You're listening to Innovating Infrastructure, where we showcase new and emerging technology-based solutions to the world's infrastructure challenges. I'm Monica Bennett, and I'll be your host for this 10-part series, which is presented to you by the Global Infrastructure Hub. Each podcast episode will be a 25-minute interview with emerging entrepreneurs from the top 10 finalists of our InfraChallenge Innovation Competition. InfraChallenge gives startups and innovators the opportunity to present their technology-based solutions to the world. This year, it's being supported by the Italian G20 presidency, and the competition is focused on solutions for better and more resilient infrastructure. Don't miss our virtual InfraChallenge final event on Thursday, the 16th of September. You can find out more and register on our website at gihub.org. Join me for innovating infrastructure and discover technology solutions that are transforming infrastructure for the better. Today, to talk about an emerging solution for infrastructure maintenance, I'm excited to welcome Candela Sancho to the podcast. Candela is the CEO of Detectia, a Spanish-based startup and one of the top 10 finalists of InfraChallenge 2021. Infrastructure maintenance presents a big challenge to governments all around the world. There is generally insufficient data around the condition of infrastructure, and therefore which of these assets need to be prioritized for repairs and maintenance. While there are many technological solutions for gathering data on the condition of assets, the cost and practicality of installing sensors and undertaking surveys on a large scale can be prohibitive. And yet, you know, knowing which assets to maintain and when to maintain them is critical to ensuring the safety and resilience of our infrastructure into the future. Our guest today, Candela from Detectia, has developed a satellite-based solution, which is an early warning system for infrastructure failure and defects. The use of satellites combined with AI for a mass inspection of infrastructure across a wide geographic scale could offer a lower cost solution compared with the use of in-situ sensors for infrastructure monitoring. For all the resources mentioned in this episode, visit the show notes at infrachallenge.gihub.org. Now, let's get into the interview. Enjoy. I'm pleased to have with me today Candela Sancho, the CEO of Detectia, a technology company based in Spain who's in our top 10 shortlist for InfraChallenge. Candela, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Your company has a technology called iRadar, and you have a very intriguing tagline, which is infrastructure monitoring from space. And to be honest, you know, this tagline was enough for me to want to learn more about the technology. So can you tell us about iRadar and why it's an important innovation for the infrastructure sector?
Okay, so with this technology, we obtain several hundreds of thousands of points that we can see them as a virtual sensor. So they can measure how much this point has moved from the previous satellite acquisition to the new one. And for each one of these virtual sensors, we have the historical time series because the first sensors were launched to the space in the 92. So we can do a historical analysis of how much this virtual sensor has moved over the past 6 months, 6 years, 16 years. So we can really quantify with millimeter precision how was the behavior of this asset. We can know whether it's stable, there is a seasonal pattern, or there is something new that is happening at the moment, like a current deformation. And as I say, it works with satellite, so we have global coverage. We don't need any kind of ground instrumentation, and we have millimeter precision. So it's a really powerful emerging technology. So every time we have a new acquisition, we have the historical time series. And at that point is where we implement these artificial intelligence algorithms in order to facilitate the objective decision making, and we fit an early warning system because at the end, the client needs to know when something is not going according to the, let's say, the normal behavior of the infrastructure of the assets. So the client gets a notification where there is an anomaly on the behavior of the asset.
Using satellites to do all of the hard work when it comes to inspecting and detecting infrastructure, I think sounds like a great solution. And I guess when you compare that with having to install costly ground instrumentation as well at every site, I think that there are some really interesting benefits there. Can you give us a summary of what the benefits are of using that technology?
The first thing is like you increase the resilience of the asset, because if you are able to do efficient preventive maintenance of the asset, because we are able to detect these failures in very early state, at the end, you increase the resilience of the asset, then you reduce the running costs because you don't need any kind of in-situ instrumentation and you don't need personnel on the ground, increase the safety, and because you reduce the incident because you have implemented an early warning system. And finally, you can maintain this high efficiency of the asset during all the phases of the asset lifecycle, let's say design, tendering, construction, and maintenance.
Candela, tell us a little bit more about the problem that your technology is trying to solve. What is the magnitude of this problem? And what is your target market?
Our target market is the infrastructure sector, because any infrastructure in the world is affected by aging and deterioration of materials, the effect of extreme events that nowadays are exacerbated by climate change, ground subsidence, landslide, earthquake, and many other phenomena. So the lack of preventive maintenance and the early detection of failures can cause economic losses and even the loss of human lives. So usually, when a damage is detected, it's too late or expensive to repair it. And we have received examples like the Italian bridge in 2018, the Brazilian tailing dam in 2019, or the Miami condo building 2 months ago. So we know that we need new and efficient monitoring tools that are capable of analyzing all these global dispersed infrastructures.
The infrastructure sector is quite a broad sector. So are there any specific types of assets that you're currently targeting?
Any infrastructure. There are some critical infrastructures that they have plenty of virtual sensors. But what happens with all these tailing dams, bridges? There are a lot of infrastructures. They have monitoring campaigns once per year or even no campaigns. So these are the specific infrastructures we are targeting. Because at the end, it saves a lot of money if you have to repair a small defect that if you have to destroy and build a new asset all again because it was a failure that it wasn't detected until it was too late.
In terms of the size of the infrastructure market you mentioned, what do you feel is the size of that market for you and your company?
I mean, the target market we have is the smart infrastructure sector and is estimated to 86 billion by 2028. So we want to take at least 10% of this market.
Based on your experience to date, how much savings have you been able to make compared with the use of ground instrumentation?
If we are talking, for instance, once construction work is done, there is always like a couple of years monitoring. Let's say for the first 2 years, you have both satellite data and in-situ instrumentation. You know how both complement, so you are able to remove the in-situ instrumentation 2 years in advance. So at the end, you have savings of 42% if out of 4 years, you only have in-situ monitoring during 2 years and satellite data over 4 years. And in this case, it's 40% reduction of cost.
And the safety element is a pretty compelling benefit as well to the use of the technology. Can you give us examples of how you might be able to improve the safety by, for example, predicting the failure of certain assets like dams, for example?
Yeah, of course, because in many cases nowadays, when a failure is detected, it's usually very late or expensive to repair because you can also visually see it. But with this technology, we can detect this failure earlier on. Maybe it's not visible to the naked eye, but there is a deformation of millimeters over there. With our technology, we have new updates every single month. So you are able to see how the wall, the upper part of the wall and the lower part is moving, because we know how is the behavior of the asset and how are the tolerances on it. So we are able to see whether every new acquisition, let's say normal, it goes with the pattern, or is a new something anomalous that is not foreseen in our calculations, in our algorithms. So as we get, if there's anomalous data, there is a warning that is sent to the client. We have worked with airfield dams and concrete dams, and the normal subsidence and seasonal patterns of the concrete are really well seen with this technology.
And what sort of frequency are you monitoring infrastructures?
It really depends on the satellite you are using, because there are plenty of radar satellites at the moment, and they have different prices depending on how large is the area they are monitoring and the frequency, how is the revisit time, as we say. So if you want a satellite to go there every day, you can have the images, but of course it has a price. So at the end, you need a commitment between the required frequency. And we have realized for construction works and maintenance, like an update every month is more than enough. Really depending on the client, you might have one new image that month or three images. But we measure with this technology these small movements. So for that, monthly updates so far are working very well with our clients.
And how does this compare with conventional methods for gathering that kind of data on infrastructure condition?
Based on our experience, this technology, we provide this virtual sensor, like hundreds, thousands of them, over a very large area. So it's not yet the instrumentation that is placed like on top of the trace of the metro line, of the tunnel, or just on the surroundings of the work. But we have like a very large coverage, so we don't know. Usually in a construction work, you have this map of affected area with this contour. Look, this area will suffer subsidences about 5 millimeters and 1 millimeters. And outside of the 1 millimeter area, there is no in-situ instrumentation. So with our technology, we can monitor far beyond that line. So sometimes there is a neighbor, there's a building that is affected and is not in this area close to the construction work of the asset. Sometimes it happens several meters away. So with our technology, we'll provide this broad or general view of the works. So with this technology, you never forget this global view of the construction and what is happening in all the parts of the construction site, even though the works are not in a specific area at the moment.
And the artificial intelligence technology that you're using at the moment, what kind of analysis does that bring?
At the end, we have realized like we have thousands of points and each point have thousands of points of information. So it started to get like really difficult to get an objective information in a really easy way because we have such a large volume of information. So what we want to achieve to get the information. So what is an anomaly? So with these algorithms, we are able to detect the area and the date at the moment where the anomaly has appeared. Because if you have several thousands of time series, it's hard. And also we are implemented new features. For instance, we have just published a scientific paper. So we have created indices to assess the structural health of a building. So based on this satellite data, standard deviation, minimum and maximum values, so we are able to assign, let's say, an indices, a number to a building, and we can see through these updates whether this building has changed to a different level. So that means something has happened. So we are working towards the implementation of new features to get to this decision making. So everything is really visual and you can see what is happening just in a view. You don't need to spend 10 minutes looking at data, but it's really visual, like something is happening here. This building has changed an indices and is plotted with a different color, for instance. So the artificial intelligence help us to identify the anomalies in a really easy way, because at the end, we want to facilitate the decision-making.
You mentioned that you can actually detect millimeters of change. So are there any implications then in terms of accuracy between using satellite imagery versus using ground instrumentation? And if there is a difference in accuracy, does it really matter when you're trying to make decisions about these sorts of anomalies?
The in-situ instrumentation, let's say at the moment, nothing can beat the in-situ instrumentation because you have 24/7 monitoring with millimeter precision of the points where you have the sensor. But how many sensors do you have over a, you know, say, a tunneling work? We can provide thousands of virtual sensors over a large area. So at the end, nothing can beat the in-situ instrumentation on that point where the sensor is placed. But with the in-situ instrumentation, you don't have any information about the surroundings unless you have another in-situ instrumentation. So that is the big difference. And it's a powerful technology because it's based on the wave of these radar waves that they work in a microwave spectrum. So what we measure is not the intensity of the wave, but on the phase, whether it has been displaced, the return signal has been displaced a bit. And from that displacement between the previous signal and the new one, we can correlate the millimeter displacement on the surface.
Since you mentioned the tunneling application, can you tell us a little bit more about how your technology can be used to determine potential defects for tunneling projects? And what sort of decisions are people actually making on the basis of your technology when it comes to tunneling projects?
I'm happy you make this question because we are a spin-off of the Civil Engineering School. The department of which we are a spin-off started to work with this technology about 10 years ago, and it started with underground work. As I mentioned, over the trace of the tunnel, you have in-situ instrumentation, but what happens 100 meters away from the trace of the tunnel? You don't have information, and we have seen in some cases when there is a construction of a metro line that suddenly there's a part of a neighborhood that is close by to the metro line, but it's not on top, that there is a huge hole over there, or there are like few buildings that has collapsed. So it helps us to see all this deformation very well. We have worked mainly in Madrid, and you can see the effects on a specific building, how you see that the building is stable and that is subsiding due to the tunneling of the first tunnel, got stabilized again, and then there's a tunnel in the other direction, so it got affected as well. And for instance, we also detect, and it was the effect of dirty water collector. It was the drilling of that collector that it was shown on the data. And we were looking only for the effects of these big tunneling works, but we'll also see some minor work surrounding it. And thanks to the artificial intelligence, we were able to separate the behavior and the rate of the subsidence between the collector and the tunneling works.
As you've mentioned, iRadar has some great roots in academic research from the Polytechnic University of Madrid. What originally inspired you and your team to create this product? You know, was it the failures that you were seeing in tunneling, or, you know, was there another inspiration for this particular product? Share with us your startup story.
So it all happened in summer. All the co-founders, we have a relation between us. We are all friends. So part of the team, we were traveling on holidays on north of Italy, and we crossed the Italian bridge, Morandi Bridge in Genoa, just a few weeks before the collapse. With the department, we were working about tunneling and the groundworks, but when we heard about the collapse, we were really shocked. And it was that moment when we realized we have the knowledge and the technology to provide the civil engineering sector with new monitoring tools. It was at that moment that we realized that we could add value to that sector. And it was the main trigger to leave academia and to go to the market with this technology.
So what do you see as the biggest challenge facing you right now? What do you feel are some of the barriers that you need to overcome in the next year or in the next couple of years?
We have realized the biggest challenge at the moment is like people is not familiar with this radar technology. You need to let them know what is radar. So you need to evangelize people and to let them know that they can measure from a satellite. It's a big change. So it takes a lot of effort to explain how the technology works, the benefits, and to get the manager to do a bet and go with us in this change. So in the short term, it's just getting to know the technology.
And so who are these amazing early adopters of your technology? Who are you working with at the moment?
At the moment, we are working with construction companies. We are in Mexico, in Colombia, and in Spain. And these are, well, construction companies, and we are monitoring both construction works and maintenance works.
And how do you feel that InfraChallenge is helping you address some of these challenges and some of these opportunities?
The contribution it has done so far from the top 20 has been amazing. I will especially talk about the mentors. So we were assigned to a really top professional and made us in our solution with a lot of insights. He has contacted us with other professionals. We now have a better understanding of the problem, and we are ready to continue improving our solution. And also the pitch has improved because we have had webinars with industry experts. So let's say it has been a very positive experience. Your solution, in order to be really complete, you need to know all the unknowns and all the needs of the sector from a specific viewpoint, but you need to know all the angles. So talking with this mentor for 6 weeks has given us all the insights, and we are extremely grateful for this opportunity.
And through some of that mentorship, have you identified any high potential new markets that you should probably be looking at?
And thanks to our mentor, we are really going forward through the building information models and digital twin markets, because we know there's a revolution is starting now with this paradigm shift of going digital, and we want to be part of this paradigm shift, just contributing to this small sector of changing from ground-based satellite models to ground-based models to satellite-based monitoring models.
I think the integration with digital twins is a really interesting one. How would that work in integrating data from satellites into digital twins, and how can that potentially add value?
We realize it's really easy because at the end we are, let's say, a virtual sensor, and any kind of sensor can be integrated into the digital twin models. And there's a line that is opening now, and we are really happy with the response we are having from clients at the moment.
Are you planning on entering other emerging markets as well with this technology? So I can see a very good value proposition because of the reduced cost and also because of the enhancement of that capability using artificial intelligence to help field staff make better decisions.
Yes, we are targeting also the African market because we know the Agenda Africa 2063, and they want to create this highly digitalized sector. And we want to be driving force to reduce the gap that these countries have with respect to the Northern Hemisphere. And indeed, we are part of a framework, or let's say a Copernicus program of the European Union to enter the African market, because we contribute to specifically to the one target of the African agenda that is aligned with the SDGs goals.
Candela, that was a fantastic conversation. It was really great to talk to you about your technology and your solution. Thank you so much for joining us. And we wish you all the best of luck with the Infra Challenge.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Find out more about this technology and other top 10 finalists of Infra Challenge 2021 at infrachallenge.gihub.org. Also, don't miss the virtual Infra Challenge final event on Thursday, the 16th of September. Join us and watch the top 10 make their final pitch to become the Infra Challenge 2021 winner. Register to attend at gihub.org. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Monica Bennett from the Global Infrastructure Hub, and you've been listening to Innovating Infrastructure.